In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. A most blessed and holy Advent I wish for each one of you this year. This is one of my favorite seasons of the church year, and I love its anticipation, its hopefulness, its expectation in the coming of Jesus' birth. For me, the Holy Spirit this year has definitely curtailed my pace and the expectations of achieving all the things that I desire to have done in this season. And that very thing in itself is a spiritual discipline that's put before me this year. Isn't that true for many of us, though? I learned to let go and accept my limitations and frustrations, and I do it with gratitude for grace, healing, and the lessons that I need to learn, which include accepting help. Perhaps our prayer this year put before God are like the voice that's the one in Isaiah this morning. What we understand is a longing for God's deliverance. In this passage, God continually punishes people for their sins. This prolonged punishment has manifested itself in people continuing to wander in the desert. And the prophet trusts that God will redeem these people, starting with God's very own name, which means our Redeemer. So then there's this living tension between our longing for God, like theirs, and our confidence at the same time in his very presence with us. We have this same tension in our lives in the metaphorical desert, don't we? We yearn, but at the same time we trust. And in our common life together, our faith, it encourages us to trust. Our prayers, our liturgy, and the sacraments themselves, we affirm within our very faith community. Isaiah expresses a reality affirmed by our second reading, which is that our relationship with God begins with God himself. God first turns towards us and calls us and strengthens us in a way to keep us firm. But yet both texts recognize that we also have a responsibility within this mutual relationship with God. It is Jesus who calls us into the gospel through the idea of seeing, being alert, staying awake. Our readings invite us to ponder then this mutual relationship, particularly our responsibility to hear and respond in this Advent season. How can we be mindful of God at each moment of the day, making space to wake up to God in our lives, in the needs of this very community and in the world around us? At this point, I'm going to make a little segue for a commercial to let you know what's been going on quite quietly in the background of the church. There's an initiative that's taken place in our community through the initiative of the United Way, the YW or YMCA that's here, Father Dan Storrs, and myself on behalf of Christ Church. That initiative was to answer the question, can we provide a heating station for people in Towanda, for the homeless, for the ones that don't have shelter in the evening? We were looking for a space and a place. We are looking for funds, and that prayer has been answered. It's going to take place at the main link. They've offered their space to open up when the temperature is less than 20 degrees, so people can come in and stay on cots, I believe. There will be thermal blankets provided for them and also some warm beverages. So there will be a kickoff, I think it's the 14th or 19th of December, which will be a very quiet one, which will offer people soup and rolls, particularly people without homes. This will be done quietly by a few people down near the riverfront of Towanda. And so if anybody's interested in making a couple pints of soup that could be distributed, we could freeze them here, have them here. But that's one of the ways that I feel that we're responding in this Advent, is to address those very real physical and serious needs of people in our midst, our neighbors and friends. Going back, the Gospel of Mark today brings us to the middle of his Gospel. We don't start in the beginning. We've ended with Matthew, and now we're jumping right in the middle of Mark's Gospel. Each Advent year begins and ends with a focus on the second coming of Christ and the importance of this vigilance we've been talking about. This reading sets the stage for how we should act through the Advent season as encapsulated in the exhortation to be watchful and alert. In chapter 13, Jesus prophesies about the destruction of the temple. The remainder of the chapter will balance the theme out with his private teachings to Peter and James and John and Andrew regarding the signs that will precede the end times. These teachings close with our reading of the final line, "What I say to you, I say to all," draws the chapter beyond its own limits into the historical context of all. So in order to gain momentum, perspective, and a jumping off point, I offer an idea that I used a few weeks back. I was introducing at the beginning of our service. I will use a song that's perhaps familiar to most of us to relay some of the concepts that I've introduced in Advent. When I think of a single word to bring it all together, the word that came to my mind was anticipation. And so I thought, anticipation, that's a song. I wonder if those lyrics will preach. So I immediately will look up the lyrics and see if that will happen. And then I try and picture how Jesus plays into that as well. Jesus will sing with me, dance, instruct, console, and guide accordingly. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of, in a sense, an Ignatian prayer method. But it's fun, and it's also a way that helps to sustain a sagging energy in prayer life, which does happen on occasion to people. I claim that for myself. So here, my friends, are the lyrics in a song sung by Carly Simon, who's actually 80 years old this year. I couldn't believe it. And I wasn't sure if she wrote the song. She did write the song, and she also wrote the lyrics. So imagine you and Jesus together singing this song or dancing or doing whatever you do. I will read the lyrics here, and the last time I played the song right after, but I don't want to do that this week because I talked with Maureen and we thought how fun it would be for the kids to be up here and hear this as well. It would be a lot of fun. So that's what we're going to do. So here's the lyrics, and think about how this relates well. We can never know about the days to come, but we think about them anyway. And I wonder, am I really with you now, or just chasing after some finer day? Anticipation. Anticipation, it's making me wait. It's keeping me waiting. And I tell you how easy it feels to be with you now, and how right your arms feel around me. But when I rehearsed those words just late last night, when I was thinking about how right tonight might be, anticipation. Anticipation, it's making me late. It's keeping me waiting. And tomorrow, we might not be together. I'm no prophet, and I don't know nature's ways. So I'll try and see into your eyes right now. And stay here, because these are the good old days. 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 As I read and sang these, I realize, as the lyrics are directed to Jesus, I claim that yearning, the unknowing, the desire to be held by him. For I know the power of his presence. I know his love. I know of all of our belovedness as his children and our faith, which holds our gaze upon him. We unite ourselves with the people of the Old Testament and waiting for the birth of Christ while also looking towards his second coming. In our prayer, then, let us desire and allow him to transform us more completely into his own image and likeness, which is present within each one of us. Amen.